show. And my guest today is author Patrick Parker. Patrick, thanks for stopping by, man. How are you?
Thank you, Neil. Super. I appreciate you having me on, and it's an honor to be here.
Well, thank you. Let's talk about specifically why you became a writer. What was your reasoning?
Okay. Let me kind of give you a little preface there. I was stationed in Italy in the army at the time, and I was just fascinated with the history and what happened during all the wars in Europe, specifically in World War II. And I remember in high school, in history class, we studied about the rape of Europa, where the Nazis come in and stole the treasures from all over the areas that they conquered. And so my wife and I, every chance we had off duty, we'd take off and go tour Europe, Italy, Switzerland, Greece, Hungary, all over the place, and a lot of history. And I thought, you know, the Nazis walked in these same places that I'm walking today. I was fascinated. And I said, what if this happened? And that's kind of how it started. Started generating then. And then later on, I was doing a lot of traveling back and forth, getting on an airplane. And my wife was always my confidant. And I said, she would buy me a book. And I said, you know, this book is, it's got so many errors in it, misspelled words, wrong grammatics, just having a problem with it. And I was complaining. So after about the second or third time I did that, I said, I could do a better book than this. I can write. Right. And she said, okay, do it. So she threw the gauntlet down. And so then I said, okay, I'll just write my story. And that's how I come up with Treasures of the Fourth Reich. And it's really about this woman and her husband that live in Italy. And she stumbles onto some stolen art back from World War II. And I took characters from my different travels. And my protagonist, the woman, when I went to Panama, I used her because I met an art dealer in Panama. So I said, she'd be fine in this book. And so I just kind of transposed her from Panama into Italy. And I talk about Italy. We were stationed in Italy for 5 years. So I got to know the people, the country, the history and all that. And that's kind of how the book started, how I got started writing. And I got grave reviews. Just everybody loved the book. And I have had a lot of people saying, was your book what caused the movie The Monuments Men? And I said, no, I wished it was. I'd be really famous. And people said they liked my book better than that.
Oh, wow.
Because I go through it. You know, I even found in my research the old treasure route maps where they did. And I just kind of said, well, what if this happened? What if that happened? And put a lot of the current things in there. And so that's how that got started. And then after I retired, I was working for the defense industry, and there's a lot of people, fascinating people, really smart people. And I said, you know, there was a project that come up, and I said, you know, what if? And so I took characters, traits from the different women that I knew and what was going on, and I put them in the book called War Merchant. And that's about a story about how a young woman, her husband was killed in Kosovo early on, and she had a child. Just they were supposed to get married, and a week before he was killed, and so she has her baby. So here's this poor woman, unmarried, living in Germany, and this family takes her in, and he is a arms dealer. Mm-hmm. Of course, she was fascinated, young girl. Just mesmerized. So she gets into the business. He starts training her. And so he has her to do his dirty work. So she goes around doing his dirty work, tightening up things. But the whole time, he is manipulating her and takes her son, 6 years old, holds her hostage, makes her do those things for him and to reward her for her good behavior. Lets her visit.
Oh, and wow.
So her whole objective is to break free of him. And so that's how the story goes. And she sees it, her opportunity when she's tasked to deliver this new technology to the terrorists. And then things go to hell.
Oh my gosh. So you don't want to give that away. So they'll let it go from there. And have you, so after that book, have you written more books?
Yes. Yes. The next one I wrote was 6 minutes early. And that's about where these terrorists come into the United States. They stole a nuclear weapon out of this classified army installation.
Right.
They destroyed the site. They sneak it into the United States with the intent to do extreme damage to the United States. And it's a chase around, and their whole mission was to blow up the Hoover Dam. And I go into great detail on how he does it, what he's doing. And basically, if you think about what's come across the southern border, this is a plausible scenario.
You know, I'm looking and pulling up your books right now. The covers are gorgeous.
Thank you.
Look really good. And such great topics. What's next for you?
Well, I have the next book from 6 minutes early was Acts of Treason, where the same protagonist, the same antagonist are in the book. I'm trying to keep giving any things
away. You don't want to give anything away.
It's
next in the series of your book.
But if you'll remember, there was the election in Turkey and there was an attempted coup in Turkey. Well, I took that and said, that's perfect, because we got 59 nuclear weapons stationed in insular Turkey. And I said, they're going to attack the site. And they steal some nuclear weapons. They steal a couple of F-16s. And the long story made short. And so they're going to use that to come back and hit the United States, the terrorists, the Muslim Brotherhood.
Wow, you got your fan base and all that stuff. Do you want to make these movies?
Oh, I'd love to. Love to.
Well, you're talking
about right a follow on that one.
I have a producer that's involved in all this stuff. We're adding into a new series. We'll talk about that off air about making the movies. Are you going to write more of the series, or is the series done?
Yeah, the follow on. See, I've wound up this series of expanded into three books.
Right.
And the last one that I should have out by the end of the year, my working title is Revenge, where my antagonist, the bad guy, he's all hell-bent to take revenge on all the government officials that tried to kill him in the first book.
Wow.
And that's his whole mission. And he comes back and we resurrect those two F-16s that he stole earlier. So it's going there. And so I'm getting down to the end on that one.
All right. The best place people can go to purchase the books.
The best place is really, you can order them through any of your favorite bookstores or Amazon. Okay. Ebooks and print.
All right. We thank you, Patrick. It was great stuff. All right. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.